President Bush has spent his Labor Day near Pittsburgh. He traveled there to visit union workers, members of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners of America. After touring the Carpenters Training Center, Mr. Bush spoke to the union members and their families who were gathered for their annual picnic.
Well, I thank you very much for this warm welcome. Thanks for inviting me. If I speak too long, it's going to remind me of Crawford. But I appreciate you all coming. I'd love to see your families. I'm here to talk about the greatness of this country. And it starts with the fact that we got great Americans who work hard to make a living, to put food on the table. Our workers are the most productive, the hardest working, the best craftsmen in the world. And I'm here to thank all those who work hard to make a living here in America.
In his remarks, Mr. Bush urged Congress to pass legislation on energy and terrorism insurance, as well as the proposed Department of Homeland Security. He also acknowledged continuing concerns about the state of the economy.
A strong America is one where there's economic security. So you want people working. I know the statistics and all that business. What I worry about is when I hear the stories of people who can't find work. And so we got to make sure that we continue to focus on jobs and job creation and job growth.
The president did very poorly among voters with union ties in the 2000 election. Since then, he's been working hard to court labor votes. But despite today's warm welcome in Pittsburgh, it's unclear if his approach is working. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, union members are voicing strong opposition to many of the president's domestic policies.
During the last presidential election, exit polls show that George W. Bush won just 37% of the vote in union households. Today, while union members say they support the president's efforts to fight terrorism, they also find plenty to be worried about. This is the Maryland State Fair, where amid the noise of the midway and the smell of French fries and sausages, the state AFL-CIO has a booth where union members pass out literature promoting union membership. That's where Donnie Glenn of Ironworkers Local 16 in Baltimore offered his assessment on how the president is doing on issues important to labor.
He failed all the way around, to be honest with you. I mean, he hasn't done a thing to help us, help working people in general. I mean, he's been about big business. He's always going to be about big business. He's been tied up with big oil, and that's just what the nature of his political stance is.
Glenn says the White House hasn't done enough to fight corporate corruption, and he doesn't like the president's handling of the economy. AFL-CIO leaders nationally offer a litany of complaints about President Bush. They say they've had the worst access to the White House under any president, Republican or Democrat, of the past 20 years, that tax cuts have brought back budget deficits and put the Social Security Trust Fund at risk, that there's now less money for health care reform, that more international trade deals will mean fewer good-paying manufacturing jobs. And that's just the partial list. Richard Trumka, a former United Mine Workers president and now secretary treasurer of the AFL-CIO, notes that the president spends a lot of time praising working people, from police officers to firefighters to coal miners.
He goes up to Pennsylvania and he talks to those miners up there that were trapped. The same time he's doing that, he cuts the budget for mine health and safety. Fewer inspectors on the job, less enforcement of the act. So when you wrap it all together, you have to say that, you know, as far as workers are concerned, this administration has not done very nicely by them the last year.
Then there are the president's plans for the new, yet to be approved by Congress, Department of Homeland Security. It is the latest sore point between the White House and the labor movement. The administration wants to create an entirely new system of personnel management for some 200,000 employees who will be transferred to the new department. It would give the government tremendous flexibility to hire and to fire. Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union.
The work that they do today, protecting our borders, protecting our country, is work they have done for decades as members of a union with collective bargaining rights. And they have never been issues that got in the way of them doing their job, not just effectively, but in an outstanding manner. It is ironic, I believe, that the question seems to be framed that federal employees who belong to a union cannot protect our country.
Right now, though, the Senate version of the bill does not do what the president wants, prompting him to threaten a veto.
The bill micromanages the capacity of the executive branch to do the business on behalf of the American people. I need the capacity. This department needs it. It's not just me. It's future presidents need the capacity to be able to pay people according to their contributions and hold people to account for their performance, both good and bad. If somebody does a good job, we want to be able to provide bonuses.
The White House maintains that it has a good dialogue with the labor movement and that the president wants labor's input on policy. And not all unions feel they have been shut out. Teamsters President James Hoffa actually calls this administration an improvement on that score.
I will say this. We have more access to this White House than we did to the Clinton White House. And we appreciate the fact that they're receptive to our ideas.
Hoffa is quick to point out that there is a great deal that he and the administration disagree on. His list echoes that of other labor leaders. But he has also been a key backer of one very controversial White House initiative, the president's energy policy, including the call for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Well, ANWR was a big issue for us because we thought it would create, and we know it would create, literally tens of thousands of jobs in the United States and Canada, good jobs, highly paid jobs with pensions and health and welfare.
That position got Hoffa an invitation to sit in the VIP box with the First Lady at this year's State of the Union address. Mr. Bush frequently mentions Hoffa's support on ANWR in speeches. One reason that Hoffa likes the access and the attention he's getting is that it allows him to make the case to administration officials that he thinks the federal oversight of the Teamsters, in place since 1989 for past corruption, should be lifted. The White House has been using individual issues to woo individual unions. The president of the Carpenters Union was invited to speak at Mr. Bush's recent economic forum in Waco. Political analysts called the tariffs the president put on imported steel in part an effort to appeal to steel workers in key states. Political scientist Herb Asher of Ohio State University says the administration sees potential dividends.
The Bush administration has been very, very skillful in recognizing that it's not a matter of winning the labor vote. It's simply reducing the Democratic advantage. You don't need a lot of success in order to make a difference in the outcome of any particular state's elections.
And that clearly is on the minds of White House political advisors. It's far too early to know what the political landscape will look like when the president seeks re-election in 2004. But given that several key swing states are also labor strongholds, even very small gains among union members could be enough for the president. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.